Well, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Eve here to Parliament Buildings for the opening of her fantastic exhibition symbolising the poets of 1916, an historic year for Ireland in many ways, indeed many tragic ways, with the Battle of the Somme and the 1916 Rising. So it's particularly poignant for me as someone who's just come back from Flanders Fields and from the Somme, and who also participated in the government commemorations and my own party's commemorations around 1916. So I think it's hugely significant that Eve has chosen to come to Parliament Buildings for her exhibition, and I wish her every success. So good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
On the 6th of June in 2016, just last year, only a few months ago, I was very privileged that Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness opened my exhibition in the Long Gallery in Stormont. It was a very important opportunity for me, obviously, because as an artist, I was coming from the South. I had been invited to exhibit in Stormont during the centenary year of 1916. So I wanted to address contemporary issues and also issues of 100 years ago. So I chose to do a set of drawings based on the poetry of the 1916 Rising and also poetry written in the trenches in Europe. So inclusion and balance was the whole point of the exhibition. So it made sense to me to ask the First Minister, who at the time was Arlene Foster, and the Deputy First Minister, who at the time was Martin McGuinness. So I approached both of their offices at the same time, with the same sort of communication, and asked would they consider opening this exhibition. The opening date was set for the 6th of June, and there were elections, and I had to wait, and all of that. So time moved on, and the elections were held, and both figures were returned to their offices. So I got back and said, had there been any decision? And the Deputy First Minister's office got back to me and said, yes, Martin McGuinness would be delighted to open the exhibition. So I thought, great, that's absolutely fantastic. And I had to follow up with the First Minister's office. And the First Minister, Arlene Foster, it was a little bit more difficult. Maybe she was more busy. But eventually I found out that First Minister was not available. So that put me in a small dilemma, because I really wanted to have representation from both sides. So I was in a bit of a dilemma. It was very close to the 6th of June. So I got in touch with the DUP offices, because somebody had suggested Geoffrey Donaldson. Now, he's an MP in Westminster. So I got in touch with Geoffrey Donaldson and I explained my situation to him, and I told him that the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, was going to open the exhibition, and would Geoffrey Donaldson consider it? And he thought about it, and he said, send him the information about the exhibition, and I did. And he said, yep, subject to parliamentary business, he would open the exhibition. So I've really felt this was an incredible indication of the journey that Martin McGuinness and Geoffrey Donaldson had come throughout their political careers, that both were agreeable to open the exhibition together. And for me, that was just such a symbol of reconciliation and balance and journey, that it really summed up what I was hoping to achieve with this art exhibition in Stormont.
And was it your first time meeting Martin McGuinness?
Actually, it wasn't. I just remembered that the first time I met Martin McGuinness was in St. Patrick's Church on the 21st of May in 2015. And I was just, I had drawn a big picture, a big pastel and pencil drawing of St. Bridget, which was to be presented to His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall. So on the 21st of May in St. Patrick's Church on Donegal Street in Belfast, I was standing in the church beside a rather flimsy easel holding this gigantic picture up, you know. So obviously I didn't want anything to happen to it, and I didn't want anybody to touch it, obviously. if anything happened to it, it would have been, you know, no picture, no present. So there were a lot of people milling around. There's a lot of VIPs. There were MLAs and guests, and it was quite busy, and people were all talking and saying hello to each other, but I was just focused on keeping the picture safe on the easel. So people were walking past, and the Lord Lieutenant was showing people around the church. So in the bustle, somebody's foot hit off the easel, and I was standing slightly behind the picture, so I couldn't see anything. I could just see feet. And next thing, the picture starts slipping and sliding, and the easel starts to collapse, and it's all happening very quickly. And I'm thinking, oh no! And next thing, I heard a voice, and I could see fingers wrapping themselves around the front of the picture. And I was like, and somebody said, "It's all right, I've got it." And I peeped out from behind the picture, and it was Martin McGuinness, and he had saved it.
That's great, isn't it? I mean, the lesser known qualities of Martin McGuinness, the savior of art.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally. And yeah, that was my first meeting with him, of course. But he would have, you know, gone on. And obviously, I thanked him hugely for rescuing the picture. It would have been it just would have been such a disaster if it had touched fallen onto the floor. So yeah, that was a really good warm encounter.
I suppose in a way that also shows he was very aware. You know, he was the type of person who's aware of everything going on in the room, and he spotted that, and he spotted the problem, and he was first in to solve it.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because there was a group of maybe four or five people, and they were all very fit, and he was the one who leapt forward and saved it. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, quick reactions. Yeah, and very on the ball.
Yeah.
Good at saving things.
And maybe, you know, he brought some of those qualities into dealing with issues. He saw things before they happened.
Maybe, yeah. And he saved a lot of things, maybe.
Of course, while there are a lot of people out there who will see him as someone who was a peacemaker and who was very involved with the peace process, there's a lot of people out there who remember him as someone who was involved with terrorism. So he was a very complex character, wasn't he?
Absolutely. In my life, Martin McGuinness represents the peace process. That, for me, and obviously for everyone, was a huge turning point. And that is what I am most aware of in my lifetime through listening to the news and the events of the question in the North. So when I think of Martin McGuinness, I think of peace process. I believe he was a very serious person. When I asked his office, would the Deputy First Minister, would he consider even opening the exhibition, even coming along? It was a very formal and proper process, which I appreciated as an artist, because I knew where I stood. There was no messing around. So when I was told that, yes, he would open the exhibition, of course I was absolutely thrilled, because for me, Martin McGuinness is an international statesman and a peacemaker. So on the 6th of June in Stormont last year, and the Long Gallery is a beautiful space. In fact, Stormont is an incredible building. I had always thought it was a bit off-putting, you know, at the top of a hill, at the end of a processional mile, this big white building that I'd only ever seen on the news, I have to say, in a negative light. But when I went to visit it, I was totally thrilled by the beauty of the building, the love that the people have working there for it. It's beautiful on the inside. It's kept beautifully. The grounds are beautiful. It's extremely welcoming. So I was really surprised that my opinion was so completely and utterly changed. I love the building. I look at it with fondness now. Gradually, as the time came for the actual opening of the exhibition came along, the room began to fill up. I got a sense the room went quiet. So I looked around, and standing in the doorway, coming into the room, was Martin McGuinness. The room actually had a hush, and the love and the respect for Martin McGuinness was palpable. You could feel it. And I was looking at the people, looking at Martin McGuinness, and it was just absolutely wonderful. The brightness in the room, it was just a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. And that was when Martin entered the room.
I mean, people have talked before about his presence. He was clearly a leader.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Anyone I've spoken to who has met with him or worked with him, in fact, people came to the opening from both sides of the house, unionists and nationalists and loyalists, all kinds of ists and movements. And even though they had very different backgrounds and experiences in life and goals, they all made it their business to say to me how they loved working with Martin and that he really had come, in their eyes, had come so far that they just were thrilled to deal with him. It was their pleasure.
So overall, he's going to be missed by the country.
Gosh, yeah. What a huge loss. I think it's so sad, really and truly, because even if he had retired from politics, he would have been such a wise person. And all of the people he met and all of the situations that he dealt with, and the stress that he must have been under in his life, he survived and dealt with all of that. And just to think that he's not around to ask anymore is a bit sad.